19. At the Hegemon. Sandrine Icaro looks up from her station. Her robes are dirty and stiff with dried blood, and her mind is on a thousand other things. It takes her a moment to identify the thin, dishevelled woman who has appeared at her elbow.
Ilya Vrevelyon, says Ilya.
Of course, says Icaro.
You'll forgive me. If I may, I'm here to assist. Tell me where you need me.
Icaro blinks. Ilya can see the Mistress Tactike's hands are shaking, and there is a neural tick twitching under her left eye. There is, incongruously, a light assault weapon, a Comag 6, if Ilya is not mistaken, resting across the edge of Icaro's workstation, as though she wants it in sight and in reach at all times. Ilya has heard that Icaro and a very few other seniors from Bab were among the last to reach the final fortress before the Archangel sealed the gate. Icaro looks as though she doesn't quite believe she made it.
If you're fit, says Icaro.
No one's fit for anything, mistress. Not anymore, replies Ilya. But I am capable.
We lost a lot, Icaro murmurs.
The war court was decimated, coming out of Bab.
She pauses, listening to data feeds coming in through her plugs and earpiece. She realigns unit graphics on her lithic display and punches in an auger crossfeed.
2-7 advance to gilded 6680. Radial and bracket. Confirm, she says, and waits for a response Ilya can't hear.
Satisfied, she glances back at Ilya.
Yes, please, then, she says. Station 6, she points. Access authorization is Icaro.
Ilya raises an eyebrow.
I know. We haven't had time to be sophisticated about it. Light the desk, please. We have data stacking from the Eastern Line. I need someone to start processing it. Main items to me, everything else,
my judgment.
It'll have to be, yes.
Ilya nods and crosses to the vacant station. Ikaru's attention is already submerged in data again. At every station nearby, war courtiers are locked in concentration so intense it seems like they will burst, their hands moving like hummingbirds on the console haptics. Ilya sits, punches in the laughably make-do code, and wakes the desk. The desk is new, dragged in from somewhere else and connected to power and newsfeed barely half an hour earlier. It floods with data blocks the moment it's initialized. She starts to sort and process, triaging information. Her brow knits. She understands at once the intense concentration of the others. Some data is broken, some incomplete. Some seems like it's been transcribed into Xenos code. And there is so much of it.
Revalion!
She looks up. Icaro is standing, looking in her direction through the throng, glancing at an order wafer she's just been brought by a man in a green robe, one of Malkador's chosen.
Mistress,
Ilya calls back.
Dump what you're doing. We need a priority link to 5th Legion units at Lionsgate Port. Standard connectors are out, or they're refusing to respond. I presume you have Legion-specific combat codes or Vox Authentics they might trust.
I do, says Ilya.
Fast as you can, please.
Ilya turns back to her screen and conjures Vox and Hardline links. She initiates a signal, coding in the encrypted battle cant of Chogoris. The Chosen is suddenly standing at her side. He's not one of those she met when she brought the Warhawk home. He's a middle-aged man, augmetic traceries gleaming bright against his black skin, the sigil on his cheek.
Revalion, she says.
Sage Mistress, he replies. I am Galent Sidozi of the Chosen.
There is a huskiness to his voice, as though he has recently been crying. In this hour, Ilya thinks, our emotions take us by surprise.
Content of this message?
She asks, fingers hovering, waiting.
Instruct Lion's Gate to cease firing at target principal.
Cease firing?
Yes.
Target principal?
I believe you heard me.
You mean the traitor flagship?
I do, Sage Mistress, he says.
She looks at him.
May I ask why? If the White Scars can strike at Lupercal while they are still able...
It is not your place to ask for clarification, he says.
She holds his gaze for a moment, then nods.
As you like,
she says, and turns back to the console to enter the message. I'll dispatch by data burst and then try voice. She hears him sigh gently. In a low voice, he says,
I have just delivered an operational directive from the throne room. Mistress Ikaro will announce it shortly. To understand its importance, I will advise you in strict confidence that we will shortly have spearhead deployment on the Vengeful Spirit.
Ilya swallows hard. She does not react. She does not turn and look at him. She keeps her eyes on the display.
Teleport assault?
She asks, barely audibly.
Primary strength. Its void shields are down. He has risen to lead it himself. Operational reference is Anabasis,